Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God. Merry Christmas. Merry blessed Christmas, everyone. Hallelujah. What a gift we have. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Hallelujah. That's an awesome gift that we have there. Amen. Well, welcome, welcome on this beautiful, beautiful Christmas morning. Wherever you are, it's beautiful because you're here. Amen. Amen. We are here and we are here together. Glory to God. Here in St. Louis, it's a beautiful, bright, shiny Christmas day. It's cold, but it's bright and shiny. Hallelujah. And we're so grateful. Pastor Mom sitting here and she's bright and shiny too. Amen. Amen. Pastor Mom, open us up with a word of prayer, or greet us, and then open us up with a word of prayer.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody. And it's a good day. Thank you for being here today.
Amen. Amen. Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
And
forgive us our trespasses.
As we
forgive our
those
who trespass against us.
And lead us not
into temptation.
But deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom and power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow
of thine hand.
Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to our scripture for this morning. Let's look at Psalm 100. Hallelujah. Let's read Psalm 100 together this morning. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen, amen. And so, you know, whenever we say Psalm 100, we usually sing Psalm 100 and verse 5 together. So by now, hopefully we all know it. Let's sing it out a couple of times. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Let's do that again. That's good. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, and his truth endures to all, and his truth, and his truth endures to all, and his truth, and his truth endures to all generations. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, yeah. The Lord is good. Hallelujah. He's good this Christmas morning, and he was good 1,000 years ago on the first Christmas. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Let's go to Psalm 34. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 34. Psalm 34, hallelujah, verses 1 through 3. Yeah, Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Let's go to that, and let's read that together. Psalm 34, there you go, pass them up. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. Amen. So if you've been with us this month or at any time, you know that we have our pearls to ponder. And the Lord has been just showing us or revealing different parts about himself, his character, his nature, his name. And he wants us to know more about him, so he's revealing more and more by his Spirit. So every month he gives us his name, his character, his nature, and then we meditate on that. And that's what Pearls to Ponder is all about. We it's a moment, or we take time during the month to think about him in this different aspect. Well, this month is friend. He wants us to know that he is our friend and we are his friend. And so some of the scriptures that we looked at this month is John 15, verses 12 through 15. Part of that says, no greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends? You are my friends if you do what I command you. Amen. So he was looking at, talking to us through his word like that. And then we realize that he's our best friend. He's the really the only one who can be our true BFF. Hallelujah. Our best friend forever. Glory to God. And we looked at, you know, quite a few things this month. And just looking at him as friends and thinking about him because, hallelujah, because him, having him as a friend, you know, we could talk to our parents about certain things. We could talk to our siblings about certain things. But there's sometimes that we talk to our friends about things that we don't talk to anybody about. And he wants to be that friend and our father. Our mother, he wants to be everything to us. So here's a song. I don't know that I'm going to sing it. Maybe I'll sing a little bit of it. It's an old hymn. You may remember it. And it's there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'll sing just a little bit of it. There's not a friend, or me and Pastor Mom. Let's sing. You singing good this morning, Pastor Mom. Let's go. There's not a friend like the lonely Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. None else can heal all our souls' diseases. No, not one. No, not one. I know you know this part, so sing it with us. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lonely Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Hallelujah. The lowly Jesus who came lowly, meek, and mild. Amen. As a baby, hallelujah, and he's our friend.
Yes.
And we can't have a friend that's any better than him. Hallelujah. This song is just so insightful that, you know, you'll pour out your heart and your soul to a friend, and that's what he wants us to do for him, because when he does that, then he can heal. He can heal our soul. When we're just straight up with God and tell him something that we might not tell anybody else, he already knows, but he needs to hear it from us. Amen. And he is our friend. The lowly Jesus is our friend. Praise God. Amen. Amen and amen. Thanks for singing with me, y'all. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We are going to sing today. Hallelujah. We're going to have a good time singing today. Amen. So at this point, we usually go to our declaration. Glory to God. We have some different declarations today than we've had before. And I saw these. Minister Amber had some. Put out on Facebook 12 Christmas prayers, and I thought this was just so beautiful. We may not go through all 12 of them, but you know, and they're all based on scripture, and we know that when we're declaring and decreeing, we look at Job 22 and 28 that says, "Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way." Amen. And then Isaiah 40 and verse 8, "The grass withers, the flower fades, mm-hmm. but the word of our God stands forever." Yeah. Amen. So we want to declare and decree some things from the word of God on this beautiful Christmas morning. Hallelujah. So repeat after me. We're always fully engaged, and because when we are, that means our faith is engaged.
Mm-hmm.
Our mouth is engaged. Our spirit is engaged. Hallelujah. And then we see the word of God in our lives. Amen. So repeat after me. Fully engaged. Father God.
Father God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For your grace.
For your grace.
That through faith. We can receive.
We can receive
the true gift.
The true gift
of Christmas.
Of Christmas.
Our salvation. That's Ephesians 2:8-9. Lord, may you fill me.
May you fill me
with all joy.
With all joy
and peace.
And peace
in believing.
And believing.
So that. By the power of the Holy Spirit,
I may abound
in hope. That's Romans 15 and verse 13. Continue to repeat. I thank you
for your love.
The first love
that you gave.
Your life.
For me.
That's 1 John 4 and 19. Thank you, Lord,
for providing Jesus,
who is the way,
the truth,
and the life,
and my only way
to you. That's John 14 and verse 6. And the last one, hallelujah. The last one, repeat after me, and Jesus.
Thank you.
For coming. That I may have life. And that life.
May be.
Abundant.
And full.
Amen. Hallelujah. Good Christmas declarations, prayers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your word. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And then we're going to go straight to our finances, our time of offering and giving. God gave Jesus. Amen. And he wants us to continue to give. Amen. As he gave. Glory to God. So, because we're going to sing together, we're going to go through scriptures together. Praise God. So, first of all, let's do our prayer for our finances. Amen. And I pray, you know, that we all did well in our buying our Christmas gifts that we did. Hallelujah. If we were led to spend something that we didn't have, that God is going to replace that and do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask, think, or imagine, because our heart indicted a good matter. Amen. I pray that over you and over me too. Amen. So repeat after me, Lord,
I commit
my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them.
And use them.
For your purpose.
May I be
a good steward
of all
you give me.
And walk
in total agreement
as to how
it's to be spent.
has been spent.
Help me.
Help me.
To remember.
To remember.
That all I have.
All I have.
Belongs to you.
Belongs to you.
And to be grateful for it.
And be grateful for it.
I pray.
I pray.
That I will find it easy.
That I will find it easy.
To give to you.
That I will give
to and you. To others.
And to others.
May I always be paid well.
Be paid well.
For the work I do.
For the work I do.
And may my money.
And may my money.
Not be stolen.
Not be stolen.
Lost.
Lost.
Devoured.
Devoured.
Destroyed.
Destroyed.
All wasted.
All wasted.
Multiply it.
Multiply it.
So what I make.
For what I make.
And what I have.
And what I have.
Will go a long way.
I pray
that I will not,
be anxious
about finances,
but will seek
your kingdom first,
knowing
that as I do,
I will have all
I need. Today, Lord,
I sow
my blessing seed.
Remembering
that it's harvest time. And I thank you.
And I thank you
for doing seeding
abundantly
above
all
that I could ask.
Think.
Or even imagine.
In
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. We're going to go into our word at this time. Hallelujah. Now, I hope that all of you looked at your email today. I'm looking at everybody on the line. And I believe I have everyone's email on the line, including you, Sister Joanne. Amen. So make sure that you check your email, because the scriptures that we're reading today and the songs that we're singing today are going to be on your email. Hallelujah. Amen. So check your email. You do not have it. Your email might have changed in the last year or something like that. So your email might have changed. And if it did, send me a text. Text me with your email address on it so you can kind of keep up with us and see what we're reading as we go through our as we go through the word today. Praise the Lord. As we go through the word, and we're singing some songs as we go through. Now, basically, we're going to be reading from Luke 2:21. Amen. And I need some readers today. Someone who... if you all are available to read, I need readers today. Me and Pastor Mom are going to read some, and then we have different sections that we would like others to read today as we go through. Amen. So, yeah, thank you, Pastor Price. Anyone else? Press your number one key. We need some readers today. Hallelujah. And as I said before, if you do not have the email that I sent you, please send me a text with your email on it, and I'll send it to you. Any more readers? Just Pastor Price is reading today. I know some of you guys are multitasking. Okay, if it's just me and Pastor Price and Pastor Mom, that'll work. Amen. Before we go any further, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm moving too fast here. Moving too fast. We prayed over our finances, children in, as amen. So So you'll be reading. I think I already told you what you're reading, didn't I? Yeah. Luke 2, you'll be reading you and your family, verses 15 and 16. I got to go back and pray over our offering. Pastor Price, I'd like for you to read Luke 2, verses 8 through 14. Luke 2, verses 8 through 14. And Sister Amber, are you ready? Are you available to read? I don't see your number one key. You might have said it. But text me and let me know. Minister Joy, I'm recruiting at this point. Oh, Pastor Catherine, I don't know if you're available to read. If you don't text me or anything, that's fine. We'll go ahead and read it. So I'm moving very fast here. Let me go back. Three ways to give at the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Our cash app is $ESLCCC. And that's ESLCCC is our cash app. If you're in the building, you can give at the door. We're at 2E. You can also mail in a check. You can mail it. Make the check payable to ESLCCC. And our address is 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri. Father God, excuse me, we thank you and we praise you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you what you said in Malachi chapter 3. That try you and test you and see, won't you open up the windows of heaven when we give that 10%, hallelujah, 10% of whatever we give it, get in. When we give that, you open the windows of heaven, you pour us out blessings. And on, there's too much to receive, like rain coming down, like torrential rain coming down, hallelujah. And then you said that you would rebuke the devourer for our sake. So you're even protecting what you give to us, hallelujah, by rebuking the enemy, hallelujah. If he tries to come and steal, devour, destroy, or the money is lost or wasted, you'll take care of that for us so we don't have to go through that. We thank you for that, Lord God. And then Luke 6:38 says, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. So we thank you for the tithers. We thank you for the givers, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And then we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11. And you said you'd make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as you have promised us. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise and glory for it. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Minister Amber, thank you. I see you. Luke, you'll be reading Luke 2, verses 17 through 20. Luke 2, verses 17 through 20. Amen. Thank you so much for that. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Okay. So thank you, thank you, thank you all. We give God praise and glory for you. Bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, that's what I wanted to do before I even go into the word today. We have a birthday coming up. Hallelujah. First of all, it's Jesus' birthday. And then on today, we're celebrating his wonderful birthday. And then we have Amber McQuiller's birthday. Hallelujah. It's coming up this week. Glory to God. We just want to say happy birthday, Amber. praise God. Amber Rose, amen. We want to say happy birthday to you. And we want to say happy birthday to Jesus. So we're going to play happy birthday to you. Amen. Amen. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, Jesus. And happy birthday to you, Amber Rose. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Happy birthday. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And so now as we go into the word, you know, we're talking about, I guess we have kind of two topics on this, the true meaning of Christmas and glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah. The true meaning of Christmas. Amen. So let's pray as we go into the word today. Father God, we bless you. We thank you for this beautiful Christmas day and all that you did, all that you're doing, all that you will do, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We know that this is all about you, your love, your grace, your mercy. Hallelujah. It's all about you. So, Lord God, we just thank you right now that our eyes are on you. Hallelujah. Our heart is poised towards you. And, Lord God, we thank you for the wonderful gift that you gave to us. The eternal gift, the everlasting gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. As we go into this word, there's been so many scriptures that have stood out to me like as never before this year. I've just seen things in scripture that even though I've been reading the word for years and years and years, it's just more of his word is becoming more alive in my life. And I pray that that's what's going on with you. As we began, I was reading a scripture in, this little book. And some of you may have it. It's called Jesus, Light of the World. And it talks about like, well, 10 Christmas reflections. And it's from Our Daily Bread. And when I read this scripture, I've read the scripture before, but when I read it this time, it just did something to me this time. Praise God. So I want to read that. I want to start off reading that as we talk about the true reason, true meaning of Christmas. I'm going to start reading Luke 1, 67 through 69. Now, this is a version that it seems to be close to the New Living Translation, but it's not quite the New Living Translation. I was trying to find what translation it was, and I wasn't able to do it, but whatever this translation is, it is beautiful. So Luke chapter 1, verse 67 through 69. Then his father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit and gave this prophecy. Praise the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has visited and redeemed his people. He has sent us a mighty from the royal line of his servant David, just as he promised through his holy prophets long ago. Now we will be saved from our enemies and from all who hate us. He has been merciful to our ancestors by remembering his sacred covenant, the covenant he swore with an oath to our ancestor Abraham. We have been rescued from our enemies so we can serve God without fear, in holiness and righteousness, as long as we live. And you, my little son, will be called the prophet of the Most High, because you will prepare the way for the Lord. You will tell his people how to find salvation through forgiveness of their sins. Because of God's tender mercy, the morning light from heaven is about to break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide us to the path of peace. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're talking about the true meaning of Christmas. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so that just blessed me. That rendition just really blessed me. Hallelujah. We have been rescued from our enemy so we can serve God without fear, in holiness and righteousness, for as long as we live. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for that. Hallelujah. Now, before we get into Luke chapter 2, there were things that happened in Luke chapter 1. The things that happened was, you know, the angel came and spoke to Mary. And Mary was a teenager, they say around, a young teenager at that time. She was a virgin. She was a woman who loved the Lord. And the angel came to her and let her know what God thought about her, that she was blessed and highly favored. She didn't understand, you know, why this angel would say that to her. And then the angel began to tell her what God's plan was for her life. And she was like, well, I don't know how that's going to happen because I've never been with a man. But at any rate, she said, be it unto me according to your word. And that is one of those, yes, Lord. Today we say, yes, Lord. You know, just yes, Lord. And that's one of the things that he wants us to do. He wants us to say, be it unto me according to your word, Lord. Hallelujah. And so she said that. And when she said that, it was on. Amen. The Holy Spirit overshadowed her, and she became impregnated with the Lord Jesus Christ. Such a beautiful, beautiful thing that the Lord did, giving her that opportunity. And I love the fact that the Lord is a gentleman. You know, he did not just do what he wanted to do. He needed her agreement. And that's what God needs from us, is our agreement. He needs our yes, Lord, to be able to do whatever he's going to do in our lives. Amen. And so, and then what I love is the confirmation. When the Lord tells us to do something and or asks us to do something, we agree with it, and then he just doesn't leave us hanging out there. He gives us confirmation after confirmation. so that we understand even when we do something that seems to be way out somewhere, that he confirms to us, yes, this is me. This is of me. You can be at peace. This is me telling you to do this. And so he gave Mary the confirmation through her cousin, through her relative, Elizabeth. Elizabeth was old in age, and Elizabeth was pregnant. Hallelujah. And so through that, Mary got the confirmation of what the Lord was doing in her as well. Praise God. So most of you know this. Go back to Luke chapter 1 and check that out. Amen. So we're going to go on. Hallelujah. And we're going to begin reading Luke chapter 2 in verse 1 through 7. Pastor Mom and I are going to kind of read through that part together. She's going to read some, and I'm going to read some as well. Praise the Lord. Okay. Okay. This is your part right here.
Okay.
Amen.
Oh.
Hold, I'm going to read this first.
Okay.
Luke chapter 2, verse 1. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world would be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenus was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for him in the inn. Amen. And if you have your song, those who just joined us, check your email. The scriptures and the song should be in your email. And so you can read with us, along with us, and you can sing with us as well. So we're reading scripture, and then we'll go to a song. We'll come back and read some scripture. Amen. This is our song is Away in a Manger. Amen.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky look down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes. But little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my side until morning is nigh.
Amen. Amen. Away in a manger. Hallelujah. hopefully you all can sing some of these songs as we're singing them. Pastor Price, opening up your line to read Luke 2, verses 8 through 14. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Hallelujah. Glory to God, Apostle and Pastor Mom. Merry, Merry Christmas to the both of you and all the precious saints in their respective places. And I am singing along with you today. Glory to God.
Amen.
I feel the anointing. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I feel the anointing today. Somber. It's like a joyous but a somber time that we can spend this special time on Christmas morning with you, at East St. Louis Christian Center and the other saints of God. So thank you so much. I give glory to God. Hallelujah. Now I'll read my part. Luke 2, 8 through 14. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward man. Glory to God. God bless you all. I'm going back on mute.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Price. Amen. Amen. Now, several years ago, the Lord gave me a melody to that whole section there. And then the last part of it, which I want you all to sing with me. I don't know if you remember it from times before, but the last part of the song is, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. Let's do that again. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men again. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And so I'm going to sing the scripture. And then when we get to that part, we'll all sing it together. Amen. And just kind of throw your head back and sing like you're there with the angels. And a whole bunch of angels just showed up. Hallelujah. Amen. And if we throw back our head and do this, fully engaged, as I say, amen, the angels may show up with us. Glory to God. Amen. There were shepherds staying in the field by night, guarding their flocks of sheep. Lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. The angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy that will be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Get ready. Suddenly there was with the angel, a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, let's sing, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. One more time, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. In the highest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now we're going to have Minister Rachel and family come and sing Angels We Have Heard on High. And then after you all sing, you can go ahead and read your scripture, Luke 2, verses 15 and 16.
Okay.
Minister Rachel.
Okay. You we here? Hi, everybody. Merry Christmas to all.
Hi.
Mama, blessing. Okay. Let's begin.
Angels, we have heard on high. We've been singing, oh, what a praise. And the mountains in reply, echoing their joy strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo, Gloria in excelsis Deo. Angels we have heard on high, sweetly, sweetly through the night, and the mountains in reply, echoing their brief delight. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Shepherds, why this jubilee? Why your joyous strain so long? What the gladsome tidings be, which inspire your heavenly song? Gloria in excelsis Deo. It is healthy come to Bethlehem and see Him whose birth the angels sing. Come adore on bended knee Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Yeah, gloria in excelsis Deo.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That was beautiful.
I know we sung the original one. The original one. Then I saw the outline, but we didn't remember that one, so we just saw it.
Okay. Good. That was good. Amen. Go ahead and read the scripture.
Okay, the scripture says Luke 2, verse 15 and 16. Come on, Malachi, read with me. And it came to pass.
And it came to pass.
I was going to say I love the beats in the background.
Glory to God. Okay.
And
it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven.
In the heaven.
The shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem. And see this thing which is come to pass.
And see this thing that would come to pass.
Which the Lord hath made known unto us.
What the Lord has made known unto us.
And they came with haste.
And they came with haste.
And found Mary and Joseph.
And found Mary and Joseph.
And the babe lying in a manger.
Lying in a manger.
Amen. Thank you all. Thank you.
We love each and every one of you. Pastor Mom and all that's on the line. God bless y'all. Have a Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year.
Amen. Love you all.
Happy birthday. Say happy birthday to me. She already sang happy birthday. You went way down in the room. You didn't hear it.
Amen. Love you all. Yes. Happy birthday, Amber Rose. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, you know, we see from that scripture that, you know, the shepherds came and they were in a hurry to come. Hallelujah. They were very excited. Thank you, Lord. Now, the next song is Mary, Did You Know? Hallelujah.
Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. The blind will see the day. that your baby boy is Lord of all creation. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nation? Did you know that your baby boy and this perfect lamb, the sleeping child you're holding, is the great, the great?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Mary, did you know? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Minister Amber, your line is open to read Luke 2, verse 17 through 20.
Everyone, it says in Luke 2. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It says, and when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all of the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Amber. Hallelujah. You know, what they had heard and seen, they had to go out, and they had to tell it. They were glorifying God. They couldn't keep it to themselves. Hallelujah. This was good news. Amen. This was good news. Amen. Let's hear now, go tell it on the mountains. God wants us to do the same thing.
Go tell it on the mountains, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountains
that
Jesus Christ is Lord.
While shepherds kept their watching,
it was foretold before he was born, amen, when he was born. There was witnesses, hallelujah, of his birth. I love that. Witnesses of his birth, that he was here. And so the Lord just, you know, he wanted us all to know this is not some fairy tale. This is not, you know, a Santa Claus tale or something. This is real. Hallelujah. He is real. Glory to God. Amen. He was born, and maybe, you know, people are going through right now about, okay, well, what day was it? It wasn't the 25th. They made it to be around the time when a pagan holiday was, so that they wouldn't get killed for celebrating Jesus and all of that. Whatever the exact date was, God knows. And Jesus is alive. Amen. Hallelujah. And, you know, witnesses and everything. And he's alive. Praise God. And so here's a song, Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful child. Hallelujah. Child karaoke and have you a good time. Just throw your head back and sing that song. Glory to God. Oh, what a wonderful child. Hallelujah. And I do know that I try very diligently to try to finish within an hour. We're a little bit over an hour. Here's our last song, and it is the 12 Days of Christmas. And let me tell you, I sang this song, I recorded it. By the time I got down to, gosh, what was that? A Body Glorified and Mansions on High and all that, I got a touch by the Holy Ghost. So I did record it, but just... sing it with me. I hope you get the words to the song. It's in your email. 12 Days of Christmas. If you don't have the email, 12 Days of Christmas. And the person who did it was Carol, C-A-R-R-O-L-L, Robertson. And this is the 12 Days of Christmas, the Christian 12 Days of Christmas. It says a whole lot of things about what God has given to us, and it is such a blessing, and it's fun. Amen. So here it is. Praise God.
Oh.
On the first day of Christmas, Jesus came to me, salvation full and free. On the second day of Christmas, Jesus came to me, everlasting life and salvation full and free. On the third day of Christmas, Jesus came to me, peace in my heart, everlasting life and salvation full and free. On the fourth day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me love for all men, peace in my heart, everlasting life and salvation full and free. On the fifth day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me joy for my soul, love for all men, peace in my heart, everlasting life and salvation full and free. On the sixth day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me power from on high, joy for my soul, love for all men, peace in my heart, everlasting life and salvation full and free. On the seventh day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me a body glorified, power from on high, joy for my soul, love for all men, peace in my heart, everlasting life and salvation full and free. On the eighth day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me a robe and a crown, body glorified, power from on high, joy for my soul, love for all men, peace in my heart, everlasting life and salvation full and free. On the ninth day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me mansions above, a robe and a crown, a body glorified, power from on high, joy for my soul, love for all men, peace in my heart, everlasting life and salvation full and free. On the tenth day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me streets of pure gold, mansions above, a robe and a crown, a body glorified, power from on high, joy for my soul, love for all men, peace in my heart, everlasting life and salvation full and free. On the 11th day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me 1,000 tongues to sing, streets of pure gold, mansions above, robe and a crown, body glorified, power from on high, joy for my soul, love for all men, peace in my heart, everlasting life and salvation full and free. On the 12th day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me eternity to praise, 1,000 tongues to sing, streets of pure gold, mansions above, a robe and a crown, a body glorified, power from on high, joy for my soul, love for all men, peace in my heart, everlasting life and salvation full and free.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. That was still getting to me as I was singing it this time. Amen. When all of that gets to be real on the inside of us, it can't help but bring us to tears. Hallelujah. We're going to have 1,000 tongues to sing. Hallelujah, to give him praise with everything that we are. We're going to have those 1,000 tongues to sing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I can recall hearing a choir. It was a choir of like about 1,000 people. And they were singing praises to God. And it, oh my goodness, to hear all of that. To hear all of those tongues singing praise to God at one time is just an awesome thing. And we're going to have that. Hallelujah. We're going to have the streets of gold, mansions above, robe and a crown, a body glorified, no more pain. Hallelujah. Amen. No more things that go on in a body. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And joy. Power from on high. Joy in our soul. Love for all men. Peace in our hearts. Everlasting life. And salvation full and free. And on top of all that, we're going to have an eternity to praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now that brings a lot of joy to your heart. Glory to God. So as we just close this right now and get ready to close, and we think about the true meaning for Christmas. This was another scripture that stood out to me greatly about this is the true meaning for Christmas. And I'm going to 1 John 4, verses 7 through 11. 1 John 4. Verses 7 through 11, I think this just really puts it all together. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved to be the propitiation of our sins. He paid the price. He came to pay the price for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Amen. And that is the true meaning of Christmas. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for giving us the Lord Jesus Christ to come, suffer, bleed, and die, and rise again for our sins, and that was all done out of love. We bless you for that, Lord God. We thank you. We praise you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. And if you're listening to this today, you've listened, you sang with us, you had a little fun with us today, and you're not sure if you are born again, you're not sure if Jesus has come to live in your heart and be Lord of your life, if you're not sure, this is your time. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." Well, that giving of his Son was Jesus being born. Hallelujah. And Jesus was born as fully man and fully God so that we could be born again. And this is your time to be born again. Romans 10:9 says, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God is raised him from the dead, you shall be saved." So confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Believing in your heart is choosing to put your faith together with what you believe. And then as you say it, then you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus,
I believe
you died for me.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord
and be my Savior.
Show me your way
and help me to follow you.
And
now I know I'm saved. I'm born again. And I'm a child of God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And we want to pray over you right now. We pray that the Lord will fill you on this Christmas day or whatever day you're listening. Fill you to overflowing with his precious Holy Spirit and power. That you have power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right, and to think right. Hallelujah, to everything right by his Spirit. in the name of Jesus, and then to pray in your very own prayer language. Hallelujah. We praise God for you now in Jesus' name. Amen. And we want to invite you to be to learn and to grow, to learn and to grow with us as we're doing at the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, being part of the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Come and learn and grow with us. God has designed these broadcasts so that you, so that we all can learn and grow together. You may also go to a Bible-believing church that's in your very own neighborhood. Amen. Now, our broadcasts are as follows, and you can get to us by calling 516-418-5699, or you can even listen to our podcast in their entirety just by Googling Get 'Em Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. And you can see, listen to our over 1,300 podcasts. Praise God. So we meet every Sunday at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern with the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Our pastor mom, our dear pastor mom, is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. And next Sunday already is the first Sunday of the month and the first Sunday of the year. Glory to God. So we will be here next Sunday, and on the first Sunday of every month, we have tag team preaching. So you have an opportunity to preach for 5 minutes, bring a scripture, bring a topic, 5 minutes. You can read out of your devotional for 5 minutes. You can read out of the Bible for 5 minutes. You can share with us what the Lord has laid on your heart. You have 5 minutes to just glorify God. Amen. And that's a lot of time. Hallelujah. Okay, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. On Monday, we have our Bible teaching, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesday, we have our prayer time, Praying in Tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. On Wednesday, we're doing something new in January. The second Wednesday of the month is our healing service, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then our new broadcast is going to be Anointed Pandemic Babies, where we're going to have these pandemic babies born within the past 3 years that have just been, the Lord's Spirit has been poured out on them. We're going to meet some of their parents, talk to them about what the children's doing, and we're going to have a time of prayer for those children and their parents. Amen. That's going to be the fourth Wednesday of every month, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And so we'll start on January the 25th. And then our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio is every Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, and the whole month of January, we are having, we're talking about prophecy for 2023, what the Lord has laid on our heart as to what he is doing in 2023. So come and check it out. It's going to be just wonderful. Hallelujah. Amen. So God bless you all. Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for spending this time with us. We're going to give you, you know, a few moments. I know I ran late today, but we will open up all of the lines. You all want to say anything. If you don't want to say anything, go ahead and mute your phone, mute your own phone. But I want to kind of slow down. I'm running real fast trying to get you guys going back to your families for Christmas. But if anybody wants to say anything, the lines are open now. If you don't, it's okay. Just mute your line. Amen. Okay, going. Amen. Gone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Mom, did you want to say anything?
I just want to say everything went on last today. And I enjoyed it. Sometimes I'm dull, put to sleep, but
you were up today. Amen. Hey, well, we understand. Hallelujah. It's not like you're bored, but you just go to sleep sometimes. Amen. And that's well. That's all is well. Amen. Well, thank you all. So many of you came today. So good to see you. Pastor Price, Minister Rachel and family, you guys did a great job singing today. Love those beats in the background with the singing and everything. That was beautiful. Hallelujah. Once again, happy birthday to Amber Rose. And then we want to thank Sister Amber for coming on and reading. Minister Joy, good to see you all. Pastor Catherine, good to see you. And Minister Mary, so good to see all of you today with us. Amen. So have a wonderful rest of the day, a blessed Merry Christmas, and we love you all. Oh, Pastor Mom's going to close us out in prayer. Pastor Mom?
Yes. You ready?
Yes. May the Lord.
May the Lord watch between me and these, well, we ask them one by one.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are.